people to have the original owners, and it's something that Aquis have done, you know, that they bought into horses, but they buy into horses and keep the original owners in the ownership as well.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's great to have them as a partnership in the colt, and look forward to doing a bit of business with them going forward.
Yeah, good luck. Good on you, Chris. We'll talk as we count down to the slipper.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate. Chris Beig joining us there, the trainer of Free of Debt. It will be a late entry into the Golden Slipper. And the other one that at this stage will be is a theory for Godolphin. James Cummings telling us this morning that they are likely to pay up. Obviously run Saturday, but at this stage likely to pay up that late entry. And just looking at those Randwick trials on Thursday morning, Catch Me is going to trial there. It's down to trial over 1,050 metres. So too is Liar. As Racing HQ's News Hour begins on Thursday, Liar is going to be barrier trialling, so we'll cover that with Sean on Thursday morning. Liar there. What else have we got here? The two-year-olds. No, they're the main ones. I reckon there was a couple of others that were looking at barrier trialling. There's Loving Gabby. It'll trial just before 10 o'clock. In trial 11 over the 7:40 on Thursday morning. Free of Debt's going to trial at trial 12 just after 10. So we'll have those trials covered here on Thursday morning. There's so much importance in them now as we count down to the Golden Slipper. Just a couple of other quick things before I head off. Mark Newnham has told us Global Graceful Glamour and Scarlet Dream worked together yesterday on the course proper at Warwick Farm. Both impressed, and they'll probably be accepted for both Saturday and Friday at Kembla Grange. So we'll wait and see what they end up doing there. Triple Crown have told us with Red Zell, no firm decision yet, second up. It will totally be dependent on what weight the horse is given in the Galaxy on Saturday week. Otherwise, it will be the William Reid at Moonee Valley. So Red Zell, either the Galaxy or the William Reid for its next run. It'll be third up into the TJ Smith. That's it for our news hour. Hope you got plenty out of that. Tomorrow morning, Sean will focus in on Wednesday racing at Warwick Farm and all the other news. And then, of course, on Thursday, we'll be covering all those trials of the Golden Slipper horses. Sean's up next, and he'll be previewing Coffs Harbour.
Good morning, John O'Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. Virgin Australia has confirmed it's still on track to take delivery of the first of its MAX 8 jets later this year, despite questions being raised about their safety. The brand new Boeing 737 models, which now have been involved in two major air disasters. Police have tracked a stolen car using the owner's mobile phone after an alleged carjacking at East Gardens. A 52-year-old woman was threatened with a stun gun when she returned to her Porsche yesterday. And the two major political parties are neck and neck with the state heading for a minority government. The Coalition and Labor in voting are even at 50-50 on a two-party preferred basis. In sports news, former New South Wales Premier Barry O'Farrell has been named the new West Tigers chair, replacing Marina Goh. It's been 4 years since Farrell was in the political world. Peter Hanscom is hoping his first century will cement his place in the Aussie one-day side for the World Cup and push his case for a test recall after mixed fortunes with the bat this summer. And the Matildas have unveiled their new jersey for the Women's World Cup. It resembles the look of the Socceroos, which had in 1993, and it's been praised by key players in the squad, with Sam Kerr excited to represent her country in the new strip. That's the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
The 7-Eleven Fuel app can help you find their best local fuel price and lock it in for up to 7 days. Download the app now and you could save on fuel. That's a good call. Conditions apply. Happerfield, Parramatta Road, Rogers Avenue, a truck breakdown eastbound lane 1. Bankstown, Canterbury Road near Gibson Avenue, a pothole on the road impacting traffic. And the M5, very heavy at Belmore Road. It's all due to that earlier serious two-car accident. Delays go back 9 kilometres. It is closed eastbound direction. When you're seeking compensation, you shouldn't have massive upfront fees. See Gerard Maloof and Partners for their no-cost 90-day risk-free trial. Visit gmp.net.au. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
TK and Lyle's from the Big Sports Breakfast. We want you to weigh in on the discussion.
Visit our Big Sports Breakfast Facebook and Twitter page every Thursday and Sunday from 3 p.m. and vote from a list of trending sport and racing topics.
The ball's in your court.
Sky Sports Radio reminds you to stay within the speed limit when travelling to or from race meetings. Be aware of your speed when travelling through country towns and when overtaking other vehicles. Stay safe throughout New South Wales.
It's Tabs, Who Are You Backing? The imaginary betting game show with imaginary betting questions. Like this. Now, Dave, what are the odds you're sitting in traffic thinking about the Tab app with live Sky Racing Vision, which shows every race live?
Who's Dave?
It doesn't matter, Dave, because this game show isn't a thing, but live Sky Racing Vision is. Download it. Who are you backing? Tab. T's and C's apply. Available to account customers only. Gamble responsibly.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
It's 9:10, racing today at Coffs Harbour. Tim Saladine's going to tell us how the track is. Morning, Tim.
Hey, Cozzy, how are you, mate?
I'm good. What's the day like in Coffs?
Yeah, ripper, mate. It's fine. It's sunny and, yeah, it might actually get to the 30 degrees. Pretty humid at the moment, to be honest.
Good muggy. Have you had any rain, Dool?
We've had an inch and a half in the last week. We raced last Monday and we've had another 36 mil since then, but nothing in the last sort of 2 days.
Mm. So how's the track officially today?
Yeah, spot on. It's a good four. Probably been a soft five the last couple of days, but we got one this morning and certainly a bit of give in it, but with the warmer weather, certainly good four today.
All right, terrific. So the rail, where would you whack that?
It's back to the current. It hasn't been there hasn't been there this year, so very nice fresh pad, so should race really well today.
All right, so it sounds like perfect conditions, really.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is for a lazy Tuesday in March, definitely.
All right, terrific. So good four, rail through, and a warm day.
That's us, Cozzy. Yep, definitely.
You'll be breaking out the sweat, Timmy?
Yeah. Midday can't come soon enough for a nice, cool beverage.
There you go. All right. Good luck today, Tim.
Good on you, Cozzy.
Yeah, okay. Gary Cleese with us now. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning. Sean, yeah, he wouldn't sweat, mate. No, he doesn't. He doesn't get real worked up. I can tell you that now. But
he's a pretty stress-free operation, isn't he?
Yeah, it is a warm day, and, you know, they are predicting thunderstorms late this afternoon, so let's hope they do come after the last. But a good little meeting, too, and, we got a good feel in the two-year-old. Good to see some two-year-olds getting around in country New South Wales. And a lot of trainers travelling again. You know, we got Chris Leeds here. We've got first time over here, Paul Perry. So, those trainers now are signing them in a truck, and they're travelling, trying to get the money.
Yeah. All right, well, the first, as you said, a two-year-old, one full of Spirit, $2. Number two, Graziano, 61, three out. Four, Sir Piccolo, 31, five, Divisadero, 7, 6 and 7 out. Eight, Magic Palace, 650, number nine, Royal Eclipse, 270, 10, Sizzling Suzanne, 14, 11, Rosano, 151. The favourite, a two even, number one, full of Spirit.
Yeah, well, look, the two best back runners of full of Spirit was $2.15. It got in as much as $1.95. Like you said, Sean, $2 at the moment. Good money coming late, Royal Eclipse. From the Ellen Denham Yard, $5.50, went into $2.20, and just edges out of that $2.70 mark. So there was a good rally up for her. But away from that, they're the two best back runners. I'm 9.15 and 8, and I'm with the 9 Royal Eclipse from the Ellen Denham Yard. She's had three trials. She won two trials, one at Wyong and one on the Beaumont track, and hit the ground really running in those trials. And then she went to an open trial behind McLaren. She was beaten a fair way. Now, she debuted up at Kalindi. And the bottom line with her, it just went absolutely pear-shaped out of the gate. She began awkward. She got crowded up really bad shortly after. And she was out of her comfort zone back in the field. But the thing I liked about her, she picked herself up down the running and really found the line. Cassie's sister had the wood on the whole lot of them. But she's got the ability, and I think she's only got to run up to her trials to be very hard to beat. One full of Spirit you'd like. That's all, Sean. He's by Spirit of Boom. He's a two-year-old. Neil Godbold's got him here. You don't see many of them today getting around. He's got a real sway back on him, but he's a lovely rangy horse, but he's just got that sway back, and we don't see a lot of it today.
Tullock.
What's that, Sean?
Tullock had one of those.
Yeah. Well, Neil probably bought him with it, but I tell you what, he's got the ability because he trialled him at Tara and he bounced the lids and he led all the way to win a trial. Now, it's not easy to do. He debuted up here in an open maiden. He sat three wide the trip and he was beaten 1.1 length. So you know, not easy for this time of the year for two-year-olds to go in open maiden. Never mind running four funny beat in a length, and he brings him back to two-year-old company. He's a very good placer of horses, and particularly with two-year-olds, he knows how to place and kneel, but he'll improve off that. Desidero, the 5-1, second on debut, gets the blinkers on, certainly improvement there, and another one went around on that Cassie Sisters race. And 8 Magic Palace, look, she's got to go in. She's the Spirit of Moon Philly from the Chris Lee's yard. Now, Chris has only given her the one trial. That was 13 days ago, beaten 1.5 lengths on the Beaumont track over 800. I don't think she's had a flash and light on her, but he must be happy enough with it. Sometimes Chris will give him two or three trials, but he's only given this one filly the one trial, and she looked pretty tractable in that trial. But I like Royal Eclipse, but I do think the toppy's the one they've got to beat also. 9-1, a 5-8 in race one.
Right now, race two, 1 Del Moore, 15, 2 Happy Frank, 21, 3 Hurricane Max, 15, 4 Rooster Cogburn, 15, 5 is out, 6 Claro Moir is $5. 7 Create Your Own Luck, $9.50, 8 Emmy's Our Girl, $10, 9 Valley Crossing, 15, 10 out, 11 The Candy Lass, $5.50, 12 out, 13 Oeshio Drift is 15, 14 Texas Target, 3.10, 15 Rogue, 151, 16 There You Go, Bo, 126, 3.10 Favourite, 14 Texas Target.
Been well back too. Jimmy and Joe Jennings have opened their pockets, owned by Joe Jennings, and races in the takeover targets. Fellas, $6 this morning into $3.10 now. Shortens up with each call. No money for the 6 Clara Etwar, and a little sneaky money for the 7 Create Your Own Luck from the John Smurden stable. $11 into $9.50. So just that little sneaky money there. I found it tricky. I'm 6-14, 11-8. I'm with the 6 here, Clara Etwar. She's had two runs back. She ran fifth at Kimberley Grange, only beaten 1.6. She was huge at Warren the other day. Had she jumped, she would have blown away. She missed the kick by 3, and she ended up running second, beating a length, and all she wanted to do was charge the line. But the problem is she won't want to miss the kick here, but hopefully she does begin on terms with him. And I think all she's got to do is reproduce what she did at Warren the other day to be very hard to beat. 11, Texas Target. She's only had the one start for Jimmy Jarvis, like I said, owned by Joe Janiak, and just looking at her in the yard, she had that little bit of improvement with her. Not only that, it was 810. She sat probably mid-field. All she wanted to do was attack the line. And when she got up going at about the 350, she had to be eased off the heel. So she probably lost a little bit of momentum there, and she was only beaten a length. But she gets up to the 1,100 metres. She gets a nice soft gate to get a nice run in transit. 11, Nakani Lass, no knocks with her. She's only had the two starts. And I remember before she even started, they trialled her here at Coffs Harbour, and she bolted into the trial. Then it went pear-shaped when she debuted. She had a long break. She resumed with no trials under her belt, and she led, and the condition just blew out the last little bit. So you would say today, again, with CJ Graham aboard from that beautiful alley, she's not going to do any work if she does find the front. And I've got to watch on the 8, Emmy's Our Girl here. I haven't run for nearly 2.5 months. Toddy Halliday travels. Michaela Weir rides, and she only had 3 goes last preparation, and 8 winners came out of those maidens. She was coming out of pretty hot maidens, and she wasn't far away. So she's a definite player if there's any money for her on tab late. 6-14, 11-8 in race two.
Now the third, 1 Purple Cup is $2, 2 Cornforth, 4.80, 3 Man with a Plan, $8, 4 Firing Line, 18, 5 out, 6 The Outcast, $11. Number 7 Magic Era, 16, 8 Go Hard on Hewlett, 16, 9 All About Charlie, 11. 10 We Rascal, 16, 11 Denman Quality, 26. Favourite, $2, 1 Purple Cup.
Yeah, well, he was $2.25 into $1.95, and he just did the edges out of that $2 mark. Good money coming. Another one from the Jim Jarvis yard, Cornforth. $11 they bet this morning. Went into $8.75, $5.50, now into $4.80. So there's a really good firm up. He's opening pockets up at the moment. Away from that, there's probably not a lot of money, but the best back runner by far is 2 Cornforth from the Jim Jarvis stable. 1-8, 2-3 for me. Look, I'm just winning Purple Cup. Cup East Line. He led and he was run down late in a really good race at the Gold Coast. 3 runs ago, he went to Grafton. He led and he beat Duke of Frederick easy. And he just didn't have any luck at Ipswich there 11 days ago. He began awkward. And when he began awkward, he half screwed out of the gates. And Leah Kilner was at a disadvantage. By the time she picked herself back up in the saddle, he was forced to race 3 and 4 wide the trip. And he was probably 5 wide on the corner. And he got beaten 0.2 of a length. And they run 58.9. That was over the 1,000. Now, probably the query with him today, he only had 53 kilos on his back that day. And he's got 59, so he's got a 6-kilo weight loss. But the gates are plus. And not only that, I think he's back in an awful lot of in grade. wanted a bit of odds. Is the 8 Go Hard On earlier. He's had 3 solid runs back, little nuggety guy, and he's only been beaten 2 and 4 lengths. He's 3 runs. He gets a soft gate, and he's a winner here in the past, and he's had a couple of goes over the 800 here at Coffs Harbour for 2 placings. But the soft gate will help him, and I reckon he'll improve off that. 3 Men With A Plan, he's number one from the Bell in the Yard. He's coming off the first up win in the maiden, beating the Coney Lass. So we'll get a guide in the previous race with Nakoni Lass. But look, it's not easy to do winning a maiden going to a C2, but he can only improve off that. And Cornforth's got to go in. I'd have probably had him up a lot closer to 2 from the Jim Jarvis Yard. He isn't running for nearly 7 weeks, where no way in the world he handled the tight circuit at Belna. I'm just a bit frightened that he's got to come back here to the 800. If it was 1,000, I'd be a lot more happier. But if they make a mistake with the claim with 54.5, and that money's come for him, it could be the line, horse hitting the line late. 1, 8, 3, and 2 in race 3.
Now, we mentioned the swayback to horse Neil Godbolt. Scott, Gary Portelli's got one at the moment, Ronstar, 3-year-old by Zoostar, and it goes all right. So it's 6 starts for 2, wins the second and the third.
Yeah, well, you know, and I was listening to Carmel Size the other day, that good horse she's got with Les Bridge, and he's only had the 2 starts. She bought it because he had a peculiar marking on his rump, you know, and owners. But we don't see it like we used to. When I was an apprentice to Bruce McLaughlin, we'd see a lot of horses with sway backs, and they could gallop too, but we don't see as many today.
Yeah, well, it hasn't stopped this late. He's a nice 3-year-old by Zoostar. I just texted Gary to double-check, and he said, yep, big sway back, so they can gallop all shapes and sizes, Gaz.
Doesn't matter. Pigeon toe, doesn't matter, Sean.
No.
If they've got a heart, mate, they can gallop, can't they?
That's right. There's a motor under the bonnet.
That's it.
The four.
Look at us, Sean. Look at us. We haven't got the best gait in the world, but we go all right.
What fine specimens of manhood we are. Enough to make mice jump on traps, fair dinkum. Look, the fourth one.
Gary, you'll get yourself into trouble.
I just give up anyway. Now, the fourth one, Anzio, 16, 2 Loving Home, 19, 3 and 4 out, 5 Boncosta, 3.10, 6 Evangelist, 15, 7 Peyton Place, 2.30, 8 Rogue Missile, 7.50, 9 Bromac, 7.50, and 10 Scam, $10. 2.30 favourite, 7 Peyton Place.
Yeah, he was 2.60 earlier on. He's into that 2.30 mark. I'm just a little shorten up with Boncosta, the 5 from the Bellamy Yard, $3.30 into 3.10. And that's about it, Sean. I can't help the punters anymore. I'm 5.10, 7.8. I'm just with him, Boncosta. He's just an entirely different horse when he comes here to Coffs Harbour. As his form suggests, he's a 5 times winner, and he's a 3 times winner at the track. He's 1 for 1 at 2,000. He rolled here the other day, and they just couldn't pin him back. No way in the world they couldn't. Looking at the speed map today, he probably rolls up again and dictates in front. He does go up 2.5 kilos, but he's such a big fella, and that run would have brought him along. That was his first win at a little bit of a trip. Look, I've got a team scheme. I don't think he's out of it this bottom weight here with only 54 kilos on him. He won a Kempsey beaten El Casco. He went to Grafton Beyond Chanté Chateau running second. He went back and was beaten 2 lengths behind Terra Filo. And he wouldn't pick the bit up on that short course at Belna. He was stone marvellous last, and he was stone marvellous last at the 500-metre mark. And the only time he got going was the last 150 metres. He got up to run second behind La Firebird. But he'll appreciate a lightweight, and he'll appreciate a big track here today. 7 Peyton Place. Look, no knocks on him. I just got a little bit of a query at him at the 2,000 metres. This is his first go at the trip, but he boxed on okay over the mile. But Chris Lee strained him, and he'd know better than what I would if he's going to run the trip out. And Rogue Missile, look, he's doing a good job. His car win was good over Bridie Brook, and he came back and run second behind Boncosta here, beating 2 lengths. So he meets Boncosta 2 kilos better at the weights. But I'm with him. I think he just grows a leg, Boncosta, here on his home track. 5, 10, 7, 8 in race 4.
Well, the fifth event now, 1 Palo is $4.80, 2 Pluck and Lucky, $5.50. 3 Bellastar, 4.60, 4 Ted's Dream, 13, 5 Gold Sky, 18, 6 No Doubt a Cracker, 6. 7 out, 8 McCall is 18, 9 with a Coney, 3.60, 10 Secrets No More, 34, 11 I Was, 34. 3.60 favourite, number 9, Winter Coney.
Yeah, well, he's $6 in the 3.60, so there's a very good move up. 1 out of 20, but there's money for it. And Bellastar, the 3 is $4.40 out the 4.60, and Paola's 4.40. out to 480, but I'm with Paolo. I'm 1, 3, 6, and 9, and the more I replayed him at Cessnock the other day, I think he's destined for blinkers, and he hits blinkers on first time here. He just spat the bit out on a couple of occasions down the back, and the only time he got going was 100 metres out. He charged late, beating 1.3 behind Onde Passa, which has since gone on to win at Port Macquarie last week, but he gets the shades on. He's a winner here. He's had 2 goes of the track, 1 win, 1 placing. He draws 1 gate. I really think he'll be hard to beat. I love this filly. Three Bella Star, lovely filly by Bella Spree. She resumed first up with no trials. She beat Katami. Katami's come out to win a maiden at Scone. Then she walked in. She's a different filly second up. She was hot and she was bothered on a very, very hot, muggy day at Taree. But there was still merit in a run. She was only beaten 0.8 of a length behind Just Sizzling. So let's hope she's a bit calmer in the yarn. Six, no doubt, a cracker. Another one from the Chris Lees yarn. Two runs for Chris, winning a maiden at Muswellbrook. Went to Newcastle and had to come back to the 900 metres with just run off the legs. And I saw this mare, little filly, last prep behind Snow Valley, the good horse from Nat Guns, and she was huge. So she's a player at 1,200 metres. And nine winner Coney goes in. There's money for her, but she's won one out of 20 and been placed nine times. But she hit the line good at Newcastle last start and gets a kilo and a half over the limit from a pretty soft gate. But I like the blinkers going on the top. He won 3, 6, and 9, race 5.
Race 6 won amazingly, $6. 2 Black Range, 14. 3 Shima, 230. 4 Spender, 7. 5 Sunset Ruby, 4. 6 out. 7 Bill's Gift, 26. 8 out. 9 Clobots JR is 51. 10 Haley's Girl, 16. 11 Kenning Hall, 11. 12 Magnifier, 26. 13 out. 230 favourite, 3 Schema.
Yeah, well, it was 250, 240, 230 right now. Late money coming Sunset Ruby, the 5. At $4.20 into $4, and I thought there might have been money coming for this horse. I've just been waiting for him to put something on in the top weight amazingly from the John Smurden yard. $14, $10, $8, $6, $50, $6 right at the moment. So he's well and truly half his quote this morning from that $14 into $6. I'm 3, 5, 4, and 1. I'm with 3 Schema. I think he gets the nice race to suit him. The big track will suit him right down to the ground. His run was terrific the other day. He looked home and he was run over late, but he was held up slightly on the corner, so you could have said he was might have been a bit unlucky. By Sunset Ruby, I thought she did a good job last start. She sat outside the leader and worked hard down the back, hit the front, 200 metres out, was still in front, and on the line she was grabbed behind Wee Long Shoe. So she'll push forward from that awkward gate. Full Spender, I loved his first up run. He was run off his legs over 1,012. He chipped away late. The 1,400 will suit him a lot better. And I've got to have amazingly there. I had him on top the other day at Ballina, but it just wasn't right. He came out of the gates half screwy. He over-raced on the tight circuit. He'd be about 16 and a half inches, this big guy, but he probably draws where you'd want him to be. This was the first time they backed him from the Smurden yard. He's $14 into $6. He's a massive watch in the race. 3, 5, 4, and 1 for me in race 6.
Seventh event, 1 Splash of Lime, 225. Number 2, Foxy Walk is 9. 3 was spent at 10, 4 She Oak 7, 5 Tia Toriate 950, 6 Amagil 12, 7 is out, 8 Trapelli 650, 9 Mazadiac 12, 10 Velvet Brown 26, 11 Absolute Gem 23. Favourite 225, 1 Splash of Lime.
Trick race. I mean, she was 250 earlier on and she went in as much as 230, just 225 now, and Trapelli is $7.50, $6.50. And She Oak, the 4 is $7.50 into 7. And a little bit of money, Tio Tori, 8, the 10, number 5, $10 into 9.50. But I found this a trick race, so I'm with Tio Tori, 8, 5, 1, 6, and 2 for me. And she won at Ballina 3 runs ago. She had a couple of months off. I'd say Greg Howell's had a little bit of a holiday himself. But he took her to Lismore Young Amazon, beat her 3. She had 58. She went to Ballina and she found the 1,200 too short and getting to the line behind, barely thinking with 58. This is the first time she's carried this lightweight this time in with 54.5 kilos with Kyle Wilson's trailer claim. And I would like to see a little bit more give. She's a better mare when she can get a little bit of sponge in the ground. But she's got 54.5 and she's a winner here in the past. I've got her on top in an open race. Look, Splash of Lime, she's just cracking. Seth's knock run was good. She went to Port to beat Sarasota Bay. We've seen what Sarasota Bay did last Friday at Port Macquarie, blew them away. And she went to Randwick and sat 3 wide the trip from 12 gate, beat 1.9 behind arms. But honestly, she's little. There's nothing of this girl. And she's got a hump 60 kilos. She's been carrying 54-55 her last 4 and 5 runs. But the gate helps her out. But I'm frightened with a little girl with that big, big weight. 6 Emmagil might be coming right. 3 runs back, loves it here at Coffs Harbour. And I thought a run behind Magic Ali last start was a lot better, deep beating 2.8. And Magic Ali's gone to the provincials during the week to win. And 2 Foxy Walks had a couple of runs back. She's normally a mare that takes a run or two to come right. Gets a little bit of claim for a liver at Pickering. So you would think she'd strip a bit fitter today. 5-1, 6-2 in race 7.
The 8th, 1 Starfest 480, 2 Titus 460, 3 out, 4 Frans Mahal 126, 5 Rosaldar 550, 6 Prescott 9, 7 Argyle Bay 350, 8 Budawang 18, 9 Onslow 19, 10 Dorigo 13, 11 Rabbitude 18, 12 Waiheke Island 41, 13 Yankee Express 71, and 14 Sebring Flingers 151, 350 for 7 Argyle Bay.
Yeah, they're mean in business today. He opened up at $6, he went $5, he went $4, $3.90, $3.60, $3.50. Now, they're mean in business. He's just short and right in. Titus is $4.60 out to, $4.60 across the board. And the last start winner, Starfest, is $4.60 out to $4.80. Best back runner by far, Argyle Bay, $6 into $3.50 right at the moment. And I'm in his corner, 7.5.2.1. He trolled him up here, Brendan McKay. He's a very, very good trainer, Brendan. We don't hear a lot of him. He has never had a big team in work. But he trolled him here, taking to Eagle Farm first up, and he won the trial. Now, he went to Eagle Farm in a Class 3, and he drew 12 gate. They went straight back to last. They had no option but to do that. He was a mile off him going down the back, and he was beaten 6.2. He made up a lot of ground down the running. He came back here, and he was worse in midfield behind Letra Bell. And he flew home to get up and run second beaten 1.8. He gets a soft gate. He gets 1,400 metres. Like I said, he's been here and he's trialled up on the track. And I think he'll be hard to beat. And that money's come for him. 5 Rosaldar. I'm going to give him another chance. I think he's been a little bit costly of late. Maybe he's looking for the 1,400 metres. But he'll get every chance today with that one gate. 2 Titus. No knocks on him. He needed that run first up at Taree. He came back and led all the way and got the job done at Cessnock. He could push forward with the big weight. He's a big, strong fella from the Paul Perry yard. And I'm going to leave him there, Starfest. They put the blinkers on him here 8 days ago, and he's an entirely different horse. He beat Azza Rose and beat her easy. He's just got to come back from the mile back to 1,400 metres. But the speed will be on, and that'll enable him to get back and find the line. 7.5, 2-1 for me in the last, Sean.
Can you find a good thing for us, Gary?
Yeah, like 3 horses, Sean. I like race 3, number 1, Purple Cup. I loved his run at Ipswich. Race 6, number 3, Schema. Loved his run, and I like this horse in the last Argyle Bay. Race 8, number 7, I think he'd be very hard to beat. So race 3, 1, race 6, 3, Schema, and race 8, number 7, Argyle Bay are my 3 best. Quaddy numbers, we'll go 1, 3, and 6 in the first leg, 3, 5, 4, second leg, 5, 1, 6, and 2 in the third leg, and 7-2-1 in that last leg, Sean. But look, warm conditions, and hopefully if we do get those storms, it'll be well and truly after the last, mate.
All right, good on you, Gary. Look forward to hearing the late mail throughout the day.
Will do. Catch up to you, Sean. See you, mate.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Cleese, it's right on 10:30, Sky Sports Radio. Trent Langscard, you've got some markets for us?
Not the marker, Cozzy, but do have the barrier draw for the 2019 All-Star Mile. It took place about 15, 20 minutes ago at Flemington in the Mounting Yard. So we'll go through in saddlecloth order and the barrier. So number 1, Happy Clapper, barrier 9. Number 2, Hartnell, barrier 2. Number 3, Material Man, barrier 10. Number 4, Grunt, barrier 15. Number 5, Mossendale, barrier 6. Number 6, Foundry, barrier 17. Number 7, Man of His Word, barrier 18. Number 8, Bouse Choice, barrier 3. Number 9, Mr. Moneybags, barrier 5. Number 10, Urban Ruler, barrier 8. Number 11, Elise, barrier 12. Number 12, Hawkshot, barrier 4. Number 13, Mystic Journey, barrier 16. Number 14, Amphitrite, barrier 14. Then the Emergencies. Number 15, La Romaine, barrier 1. Number 16, Trap for Fools, barrier 11. Number 17, Hell of a Street, barrier 7. And number 18, He or She, barrier 13. So we know, well, we had the top 10 that were voted in, Cozzy, then the 4 wild cards, and now the official Emergencies there. That is the field for the